Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the second half, part two of the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, and we are broadcasting live here at Greater Grace Temple Church here in Detroit, Michigan. And you're listening to Detroit Prayer Revival Breakfast. I'm telling you, we're awesome men and women of God ministering to you, praying, and more. So this is the second half. We're going to take you into the sanctuary now again so you can hear rest of this great prayer breakfast on today. God bless.
Okay, he's going to go here. He's going to use the diary. He's going to keep absolutely.
Or our website, on Facebook, we have what we call prayer. Thank you. Jesus. God allowed me to take pictures that even people together and working on her family. Hello to us.
The church is loud. Right. in time.
spirit of Elijah that will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Elijah knew he was a sacrifice. He knew when he came back to the town after his prophecy came to pass. We're going to find out who God is today. Today, we're going to see who God is. See that if God is God, then we'll find God's God. But let's see who's going to be God. The God that answers God's Bible. He said, you won't go against me, but you've got to do it. We take it first, because the Bible first is going to get turned. And we've got to let the rest of people see. So please go ahead. And take first kill that bull and put it on the altar. Kill that bull, kill the bull, slay the bull, and lay it on the altar. We all know the order of the county parents that can do it. And then, when it came time to be evening, offered the sacrifice. Elijah came near and he told the people, he said, come to him. And Elijah began to build back the altar of God that had been before him. And ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you today that we must build back the altar of God that had been before him.
Thank you. Thank you. Oklahoma.
talked about, seeing the native people come together in their regalia and praise to God. He said, God spoke to me and said, I miss the sound of my people's feet on the earth, drumming out a praise to me. Now, you know nothing about what God spoke to me about Africa, but God said, teach Africans to sing. They're all praises that are possible in that region that I love. Ladies and gentlemen, I said it's not about your little world. It's not about your little house, your little family. It's about a world that needs its own spiritual declaration. And God is saying, I'm going to move, I want to move. But in order for me to move, I've got to have foot soldiers that are interceding, foot soldiers intercessors that are praying from bringing through the lines of the enemy, that are pulling down strongholds, that are putting the enemy in check. So tell me how to get to it, come out of your knees. After the listening to you right now, I will choose to sing. You may not even think that you could carry a tune in the bucket with a lid, but begin to sing. Begin to worship. Begin to pray. Begin to pray in the key you enter into worship. And let your heart rejoice at the sound that is coming from that area. God loves Africa. God loves man that's standing in Africa. He loves people that are standing on every continent. God said, I inhabit the earth and I inhabit it to be inhabited. I choose it to be inhabited. Good thing is not the Lord. If you just told me I got to go, I got to go down this boat, I would leave it off. Oh, I feel like I'm in the way.
We all want to go.
Yeah.
when he said something, we say, Lord, I hope you. When he asked the same thing, that was it. But he told me he was consistent. We have to be careful that we say, hey, and not know. God said something, he needs exactly what we say. And he needs to be there. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. I heard on every speaker. We never pray or pray for God.
Thank you. Yeah. I just want to thank God for the great staff.